tomorrow, not a bad day.
Thanks, Thomas. And now it's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Wednesday, the 2nd of July. There are warnings of gales in South Utsira, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, Trafalgar and Fitzroy. The general synopsis at midnight. Low German Bight 1013 moving steadily northeast, losing its identity by midnight tonight. High Azores 1031 slow moving with little change. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, northerly 3 or 4, backing northwesterly 4 to 6. Fair, good. South Utsira, northwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later. Showers, good. Forties, northeast 2 to 4, backing northwest 4 to 6 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Cromarty, variable becoming west 2 to 4, showers, good. Forth, variable 2 to 4, becoming northwest 4 to 6 for a time. Thundery rain at first, poor, becoming good. Tyne, Dogger, northeast 3 or 4, backing northwest 6 to gale 8, then decreasing 4 or 5 later. Thundery rain, then fair. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fisher, north, backing northwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Thundery showers, then fair, occasionally poor. German Bight, Humber, cyclonic, becoming northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Fog patches, then thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Thames, cyclonic, becoming northwest 3 to 5, fog patches, then thundery showers, fair later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Dover, white, variable 4, becoming north or northwest 3 to 5, thundery showers, then fair, good, occasionally poor. Portland, Plymouth, northwest, veering north 4 to 6, fair, good. Biscay, north, veering northeast 4 to 6, thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. South Fitzroy, northerly 6 to gale 8, fair, good. North Fitzroy, Sole, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, fair, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, west or northwest 3 to 5, fair, good. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, west 3 or 4, backing southwest 5 or 6, occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Bailey, southwest 4 or 5, showers, then occasional rain, good, becoming moderate. Fair Isle, west or southwest 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later, showers, good. Faroes, southeast Iceland, southwesterly, backing southerly 4 or 5, showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, west by north 2, 24 miles, 1019, falling slowly. Stornoway, northwest 1, 30 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Lerwick, southwest by west 2, mist 7 miles, 1017, falling slowly. Lucas, north 1, 8 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Bridlington, north by east 2, 1015, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west 4, 2 miles, 1014. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, north northwest 2, 11 miles, 1013. Jersey, north by west 4, slight rain, 15 miles, 1015, now rising. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by west 3, 11 miles, 1016. Scilly Automatic, north-northwest 3, 12 miles, 1020, rising slowly. Valentia, east-northeast 1, 22 miles, 1022, rising slowly. Ronaldsway, west-northwest 3, 15 miles, 1017, now falling. Malinhead, south 2, 27 miles, 1019, falling slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, a thundery front affecting some eastern areas, will clear eastwards during Wednesday. A ridge of high pressure will then follow with light winds for a time. Atlantic fronts will then follow across northern areas of the United Kingdom on Thursday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 4 later. Thundery rain or showers for a time in east. Good, occasionally poor in east. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, variable 2 to 4, becoming northwest 4 or 5, then backing west 2 to 4 later. Thundery rain or showers at first. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, variable 2 to 4, becoming northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 near Whitby, then backing west 3 or 4 later. Thundery rain or showers at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, variable 2 to 4, becoming northwest 5 or 6, occasionally 7 near Whitby, then decreasing 3 or 4 later. Thundery showers and fog patches at first, poor becoming good, occasionally very poor at first. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, northerly or northeasterly, becoming variable 2 to 4, then becoming northwesterly 3 or 4, increasing 5 for a time. Thundery showers and fog patches at first. Moderate becoming good, occasionally very poor at first. Northumberland to Selsey Bill, variable becoming westerly or northwesterly 2 to 4, increasing 5 for a time, then veering northerly later. Thundery rain or showers at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, west or northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, northwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first in east. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, west or northwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first near Land's End, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers at first, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, west or northwest, backing southwest for a time 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first. Showers at first, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, northwest 3 to 5, backing west 2 to 4. Showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Isle of Man, north or northwest 4 or 5, backing west 3 or 4, then backing southwest later. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, west or northwest 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first, backing southwest 4 or 5 later. Showers, then fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or northwesterly, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first, backing southwesterly, 4 or 5 later. Showers at first, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, variable, becoming west, 2 to 4, then backing southwest, 5 or 6 later. Showers at first, occasional rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southwesterly, veering westerly for a time, 2 to 4, increasing 5 or 6 later. Showers, then fair, occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. And Shetland Isles, southwest, veering west, 2 to 4, showers at first, good. And that completes the shipping. Now it's time for Prayer for the Day with Mariama Ifode-Blease.
Good morning. It's the start of the Women's Euro 2025 tournament in Switzerland tonight. 16 teams will be vying to be champions of Europe. And let me tell you, I am prepared. The wall chart has been printed, profiles of players and countries have been read, and a plethora of snacks with varying nutritional value has been purchased. The Lionesses, that is the England team, are reigning champions, having won the trophy in spectacular fashion in 2022. After the sad and very difficult years of the COVID-19 pandemic, it was as if the Lionesses gave us permission to celebrate, to laugh again, to hug one another again. I should confess that I work for the England women's football teams with the junior squads as part of a multidisciplinary team that focuses on well-being, welfare, and safeguarding. I combine this with being a priest and can see the points of divergence between the two roles. It's really about people and walking with them towards flourishing and being fully alive. The base upon which future success is built has simple roots. Love and encouragement from family and friends, a safe environment for body and mind, making friends and lifelong positive connections, and someone seeing something in you that you couldn't possibly see in yourself. Everyone should have this opportunity to thrive, though sometimes we know that the starts we've had in life may not have been helpful. Sometimes we have to write a new story with the love and support of others. So today, I pray for the imagination and creativity to imagine new narratives for my life and the confidence to write different endings. Amen.
Mariama, if a day please. And now it's Farming Today with Anna Hill. Good morning. A four-year study on 17 farms shows farming for nature still lags behind intensive food production in terms of profitability.
Now, while it has a lot of benefits, that just wasn't enough to offset the fact that we're taking that land out of production in the context of those systems.
We'll have more on that in just a moment. First, though, today, one of the farmers seeking a judicial review of the government's decision to impose inheritance tax on farm businesses has told us why he's taking part in the group action. In the budget last October, the government decided to cap two policies, Agricultural Property Relief, APR, and Business Property Relief, BPR, which farms had been able to use to pass on their farmland and associated business assets tax-free. Under